We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are starting 17 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Beis. V'Omer Rash Lakish, Zokta Gemar, V'Omer Rash Lakish, V'Shem Avakoyim Bardlo, Ketano, Ein Loi Chotzer, V'Ein Loi Arba Amos. A Ketano, who doesn't have das to make a kinyan, does not have kinyan Chotzer, or kinyan Arba Amos. Which means that if she's married, and she could be married, her father married her off, and she be'etzem could accept the get because she's not the matzav of a mashalcha v'nei chazeres, she has enough das to accept the get, so really give her a get, put it into her hand. But you put it into her chatzah instead. Shlokah says you put it into her chatzah, or you put it into her dal ramis, the halach is, she is not megureshes because it's not a good kinyan for her get. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yani, Amar Agus, yesh lo chatzah v'yesh lo arbamis. She does have a din chatzah, and she does have a din arbamis. But my kemifli, what's the machlekes? Marsavar chotzer mishum yada is herbayi. One man name holds that the kinyan chotzer that works by a get is mishum yad. It's learned out from the pasuk of yad. Like later on, the Gemara darshins, it says yada ainli el yada el gaga chatzera v'chakfifa menayin. How do you know a chotzer? And we make a drasha. So nasam biyada includes her rishus, which means her chotzer. And since you find she has enough of a yad for a get, therefore, since chatzar is a ribui in yad, so since she has a yad to accept a get, she has din chatzar also. So matzam chatzar b'yad is rabbi keichet isla yad chatzar nam isla. Since she has a yad, she has din chatzar also. Or matzavar the chatzar mishum shlichus rabbi chatzar. The way it works is because of a ribui of shlichus, and just like the Torah says that a isha can make a shliach to accept a get, the same thing the chatzar can be her shliach to accept a get. But then, by a ketana, you won't have that. Just like you can't make a shliach, because in the parasha of shlichus, it always says lashon ish, sign the parasha of shlichus by gittin, sign by pesach, it says ish. So since a ketana cannot make a shliach, so she doesn't have kinyan chotze as well. If a ketana has a chotze and you threw it into her chotze, or she's standing somewhere and with dal ramis, you threw it into her dal ramis, the machlokes if it's kaina or not by a ketana is if chotze shum yad, so she's kaina because she has a yad. If chotze shum shlichus, she's not kaina because she does not have a din shlichus. So the Gemara asks, how can you say chotze shum shlichus? Frank the Gemara, how can you say that? Me command the arm of chotze shum shlichus. How can you say chotze works medin shlichus? Chotze shum shlichus rabbi. By time into the brayso, talking about geneva b'yodoi. Do we know that if someone steals with his hands, he's chayiv kefil? How do you know that if he puts it into his, if it goes onto his roof and he closes the door into his chotzer or into his karfif, his backyard, and he closes the door, menayin yechayiv? That from this drash we learn that your chotzer is also kinda for kinyan gzela and it's considered a gazlin. So if chotzer was some shlichus, if you hold that chotzer works within shlichus, so it turns out your chotzer is being kind of shlichus. Now, what's the shlichus? The chotzer is stealing something from me. We have a rule. Ain shlichus va'avera. Kaim lo ain shlichus va'avera. It can't be a shlichus va'avera. So the question is like this: that if chotzer works within shlichus, how could a geneva, how could a chotzer be chayiv geneva? When my chotzer is kind of something for me, I chotzer is a shlichus, and ein shlichus va'avera can't do avera for me. A shlichus can't do avera for me. When a shlichus avera, it's not mesiachas to me. It doesn't become our responsibility. It's his own responsibility. So here, if chotzer is shlichus, how does that mesiachas to me? How does that become my avera? I'm Ravina. There's a chiluk. When do we say ein shliach va'avera? Heicher the shliach bar chiyuvu. When the shliach is a bar chiyuva, and like Rashi explains, therefore we have a klal divrei arav divrei talmud rishonim. We tell the shliach, you know, you have to listen to Hashem, not to your mashalech, and therefore mashalech thought that you're never going to do it. You listen to Hashem, so that's why the shliach doesn't work. But chotz, which is not a bar chiyuva, there the shalchu b'chayiv, because since the chotz is not a bar chiyuva, so there's no divrei arav divrei talmud rishonim. You don't tell the shliach, oh, you should listen to Hashem because there's no chiyuv on the chotz. Therefore, the mishalech can be chayiv. So basically, we're saying that in a case where there's no divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei shemim, there'll be yesh shliach v'arvera, which is a little bit shver in the Gemara and Kedushin there, and Taisus there. There's different halachah in that sugya, but al-kaponim, what comes out from here, that if it's a lav bar chayuva, since they're not chayiv, therefore there is a shliach v'arvera. Break the mile of matah, imel isha v'eved, tzu gamvuli, if you tell a isha or a eved or a slave to go steal from me. The lav nechayuva, they don't have to pay. You can say you have yeshayach v'avera. Tomorrow, assuming right now is that a eved isha don't have any iser or gneva. They're not barachayuva because it says you don't have to pay. But the Gemara says no, it's not true. Amri isha v'eved nechayuva. They really are chayiv. The hashda mi less lo shlumi. They don't have money to pay because mashakana ever kana rabbi and mashakana isha kana baila. Whatever she's kind of goes to her husband, whatever ever kind of goes to his master. But be etzem the chayiv. What's the raya? The tana. This garsha isha. The isha gets divorced. The shtach rabbit ever gets freed. Chayiv and sham. They have to pay. So you see clearly they are barchiyuva. Therefore it's not a cash. The cash was they steal from us and you say yes shirvayer. No. What did say? You say shirvayer. Why? Because they're barchiyuva. So the first teretz of this cash is that really chasam shem shlichas. I has gneva work because they're not barchiyuva. Rav Sama, a different teretz. Heich emir ein sheikh v'avera, heich edibay ovid v'boy loy ovid. The only time we say ein sheikh v'avera is if the shliach has an option to do it or not to do it. Ava chotzer, the Baal Karche moisev, Baal Karche, a chotzer does not have das, does not have a mind of its own, and therefore has no choice. So they're mechayev shalcha. They're mechayev shalcha. That's the difference between a chotzer and a person. A person has a choice to do it or not. A chotzer has no choice. My benai, what's an afkamina lahalacha with the two truths? And they're very similar. One teretz is darabach yuva, one teretz is they don't have a choice. What's the chilik? What's the chilik lahalacha? Ikim benai like this. Koyin the omelele yishol, tse v'kayosh l'isha, grusha. We know a koyin is not allowed to marry a grusha, and not only that, there's an isser mishas kedushin. There's an isser of lo yikhu, that if he makes a kedushin to a grusha, that alone is a lav. So here Yisrael, a Kohen tells Yisrael, go mekadosh me a isha grusha. Now, Yisrael is not usher to mekadosh isha grusha. Vinami isht amalal isha akvali katan. Isht tells a isha to take off the payas of a katan. And again, a isha is not mechuyev in payas because the Gemara Darshan doesn't have a beard, so there's no like sashchis on baal tashchis b'hasik anecha. There's no isha lo sakifu either. And we know that if someone is chayiv in akafa is chayiv bain if he does it to himself, bain if he does it to someone else. But isha is not chayiv. So here I made a shliach for isha to go akvali katan. So she's not a bar chiyuva. Both of the cases are not a bar chiyuva. So lahach lishna the omar kol heichad iboy avid iboy loy avid. So loy mechayev shalcha. The mishleach is not chayev because still you say ain't sheikh v'averi here because the ma'aser, a person doing it, has a choice not to do it. Either the isha or the yisrael has a choice not to do it. Hainai boy avid iboy loy avid. Loy mechayev shalcha. The mishleach will mechayev. Lahach lishna the amrit. Kol heichad shliach la bar chiyuva. Mechayev shalcha. But according to Lashon it says that any time a shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then there is a shliach v'averi. Since the person doing the kedushin and the person doing the taking of the payas is not mechuyev, not bar chiyuva, mechayev shalchem, the shalchem b'yuchayev. So Tais has a kash over here. What are we saying? We're saying over here that if a kohen sends his shalchem kash to grusha, the halacha is that that's called if you hold that you have to be a bar chiyuva. That's called there you say yeshayach v'avera. Why? Because the Yisrael is not mechuyev, doesn't have an iser to marry a grusha. Frank Taisvis. And if a kohen does it, it's any different. Even if a kohen does it, the kohen is not mekadosh for himself, and therefore he doesn't have a chiyuv either. The kohen himself does not have a chiyuv either. It's only does it for himself. Bishlam a case where let's say he steals, so you're, the shliach is stealing himself doing a ma'aser iser. Here the kohen is not doing a ma'aser iser anyway. So clapping this ma'aser of mekadosh this grusha for the kohen, that's not doing an iser. He's not a bar chiyuv for that. Tosis answer, since the Kohen himself is also Tagrusha, so by him, he's called a Baruch Yuvah. Masha Enkein, or Yisrael, is not even Osir in this, it's only Alif Ne'iver, so then, therefore, it's not called a Baruch Yuvah. And they explain the differences like this, because what's all of our Divrei Rav, Divrei Tav, Divrei Shemin? So he looks at it as a Chamdiga Isser, he's not going to do it because he has Lista Hashem. But Yisrael doesn't look at it as a Chamdiga Isser because it's not really an Isser for him, and he's allowed to marry Grusha, therefore he's not so, he's no Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tav, Divrei Shemin. Mashenkin, a Kayin, who knows that it's also to a Grusha, by him he's more worried about the Divrei Rav, he should be more worried about the Isser, and you have Divrei Rav, Divrei Tav, Divrei Shemin. Now another point is when it says akvili katan, it could have been a gadol also the same price because the isha does heck of on a gadol also. Just the reason why he picked the katan is because the gadol probably wouldn't let you do it. That's what Taisus and Rashi both say. The reason why it says akvili katan, cut off the pace of the katan because gadol will not let her do it. How can you say that chotz is not because of yad? By talent of brisa. by Gittin and says Yada. You only see even some of Yada's good garrison. How do you know if put onto her roof, into her chatzar, into her backyard? How do you know that it's a good get? Rashi explains, what's the drasha? Should have said v'yada yitnehu. Why is it v'nosam v'yada? That teaches v'nosam mekom akim. And it must be it's not shlichus. Because if it would be chatzim from shlichus, you wouldn't need a ribui of a nosan. Because we know already shlichus by her. So you wouldn't need a ribui of a nosan. Now they have a ribui of a nosan, like karchach, of course, chatzim is also mashem yad. So the Gemara says, so it's chatzim shem yad, so everyone should agree that a ketana, you could throw it into a chatzim. Because everyone agrees, chatzim shem yad, and a ketana has a yad. So what is it right? Lin get kulam le pigi the chatzah from yada shorbayi, and therefore by ketana it'll work in a chatzah because everyone agrees is yad by a get, like it says yada the ribui. Ki pligli metzia by metzia, where there you don't have this ribui of yad, so there ma'asav yafina metzia meget. We learn out metzia from get, just like by a get she has a chatzah. So if she finds a metzia also, her chatzar or her adal amos will be considered a chatzar. I've added to our bottom because every metzia katan or katan finds only darkei shalom. Tapos speaks out, "Hay alfin have a midrabanon." The metzia is katan have a midrabanon. So akapanim, what is machlekes Rashlakish and Rabbi Yechanan? The whole machlekes Rashlakish and Rabbi Yechanan is if by metzia a katana is kaina. One man yama holds yafina metzia meget. Omar sava lo yafina metzia meget. You learn metzia from get. Everybody's learning Metzia from Get. And by Ketana will be Kaina Metzia. Because we learn from Get that Yada, Chatzer is Mishem Yada. Here we're arguing about Ketan. Mar Sava Yafin and Ketan Mektana. Mar Sava Yafin and Ketan Mektana. Why don't you learn Ketan Mektana? Why don't you learn Ketan Mektana? Everybody saying, we can even say, Mar Mechado, Mar Mechado Yafligi. The Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokos are not arguing. Rav Shlokos who says they are not Kaina is talking about a Metzia. Rav Yechon says, you are Kaina, it's talking about Get. Or you could say, they're both talking about Metzia, and one Madiyama is talking about a Katan, and one Madiyama is talking about a Ketana. A Katan is not Kaina, and a Ketana is Kaina. So you can really learn it's not a Machlaikis, and just as talking about two different things, but like upon him, what comes out, Lamaisa is, that's for sure, that a Ketana could be Kaina her Get with Kinyan Chatzar, or Kinyan Dalai Amis, because Yad, Chatzar Mishum Yad is her boy, and she has a Yad. The whole discussion is in Metzia or in Katan. That's the discussion, and the Machlekes, or if it's not a Machlekes, it's just the same two different things. That is the discussion, but that's Pasha that a Get works in her Chatzar, Ketana's Chatzar.